USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
U.S. officials pointed to new indications that the Kremlin is preparing for a major offensive in Ukraine's eastern Donbas region after Russian forces failed to capture Kyiv. The mayor of Mariupol, Vadim Blazhenko, telling the Associated Press that more than 10,000 residents have died and that the death toll could surpass 20,000. The Ukrainian port city has seen some of the bloodiest attacks since Russia invaded Ukraine in late February. President Biden, in an effort to crack down on so-called ghost guns, says the weapons are to be treated as other firearms under a new rule from the Justice Department as part of an effort to crack down on violent crime. Technology stocks sank the market as the Dow lost 413 points, a 1% drop. The Nasdaq took a 2% hit, falling 299 points, and the S&P 500 was off by 75 points, losing more than 1% of its value. This is USA Radio News.
Hey friends, John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energize Health. Come on, you've heard about us on Newsmax Television, on Wayne Allen Root. We have helped tens of thousands of people all across America and around the world to lose fat, to reverse every disease you can imagine. High blood pressure, diabetes, Meniere's disease, arthritis. Come on, you can get healthy this year. And because you're associated with WAR, you get a 40% discount. Are you kidding me? We only do that because we love Wayne Allen Root and he loves you. So you just have to take an action step. Be a beautiful, beloved skeptic, but go log on to energizehealth.com. Look at testimonials just like you. Do your research. Listen to Dr. Brian Taylor. Log on energizehealth.com and change your life in 2022.
Philadelphia is the first major American city to reinstate its indoor mask mandate after a sharp increase in COVID-19 infections. City Health Commissioner Dr. Cheryl Bettigol says she wants to hold off a potential new wave driven by the BA2 subvariant of Omicron, which has become the dominant strain of the coronavirus in the U.S. recently. The mask mandate will begin on Monday. The Biden administration has asked a federal appeals court to clear a procedural hurdle that remains following a court win and allow it to resume enforcement of a vaccine mandate for federal employees. A divided Fifth Circuit panel reversed a ruling by a federal judge in Texas, saying last week that Feds for Medical Freedom should have pursued internal avenues before filing a lawsuit. Pacific Gas and Electric has agreed to pay more than $55 million to avoid criminal prosecution for two major wildfires sparked by its aging power lines in Northern California. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
The nation's top infectious disease expert says it's time to adjust to a new normal.
Dr. Anthony Fauci on ABC News insisting it's now up to Americans to make their own decisions.
This is not going to be eradicated and it's not going to be eliminated. And what's going to happen is that we're going to see that each individual is going to have to make their calculation of the amount of risk that they want to take.
The White House chief medical advisor said Americans will have to consider factors such as their age, vaccination status, and whether they live with COVID-vulnerable individuals when it comes to coronavirus precautions. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A part of the federal government's nuclear waste repository in New Mexico was evacuated over the weekend after workers handling a shipping container discovered a small amount of radioactive waste inside it. No indications of airborne contamination, and workers' hands and feet turned up negative for contamination following the discovery. Officials confirmed that the shipment was packed and sent from Idaho National Laboratory, but they were trying to find out the source of the liquid. Krispy Kreme is doing their part to ease your pain at the pump.
The chain announcing in the new deal they'll set a dozen original glazed donuts for the price of a gallon of regular gas. Every Wednesday from April 13th to May 4th, Krispy Kreme will use Monday's average to set the promotional cost. A dozen of glazed donuts usually goes for around 10 bucks. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And in New York, I'm Kenneth Burns.